Welcome to Move Well to Live Well, a podcast where we discuss all things health and wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Belle Moody, a physical therapist specializing in pelvic health. This podcast is here for you to help educate, motivate, and elevate your life. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to Move Well to Live Well. My name is Belle Moody. I'll be your host. We are talking about sleep hygiene today, the very basics. So sleep and enough of it is crucial for your well-being and health. The NIH states that not getting enough sleep on a regular basis can increase your risk for multiple diseases and disorders. However, if you were to Google search how to get better sleep, you might find a lot out there about things that you can be doing to improve your sleep, and sometimes it can feel like a lot to wade through. So I'm going to share with you 7 basic steps of sleep hygiene that you can easily implement in your life and improve your sleep quality and quantity. I'm not getting into quantity today. I'm mainly focusing on quality, but with quality, quantity is going to follow. So, and especially if you're focusing on the quality, your body is going to sleep better in the amount of time that it needs. It's going to be able to kind of tune into that a little bit better, because quantity is kind of, I have not mixed feelings about, but there's just a lot out there that I'm not quite sure on what to decide, like on how much that you need. I know the general recommendation is 8 to 10, but I read something recently that, you know, women need more due to their hormones than men, and I don't quite know exactly. I haven't looked at like the literature, so I'm not going to talk on that. But like I said, if you focus on your quality of sleep, the quantity will follow. So number one, and probably the most important, is waking up around the same time every day and getting your eyes to sunlight as soon as possible. This helps regulate your cortisol levels. It also sets your circadian rhythm for the rest of the day so that your body knows, okay, I'm awake now, and then at this time, I'm going to need to start winding down and going to sleep. So waking up at the same time every day, or you know, close to it, and getting your eyes to sunlight as soon as possible is number one, and if not the most important. The second one, and of these basics that I'm going through, they're kind of going through like a daily timeline what you can remember to do, so I hope that makes it a little bit easier to picture it applying in your own life. Number two, so okay, first thing that you did, you just woke up and you walked outside and got your eyes to sunlight. Fantastic. And you woke up at the same time that you plan to wake up for the rest of the week. That is number one. Number two is incorporate physical activity or exercise into your day, preferably earlier in the day. Just make sure that you're not exercising like super late in the day, because that's going to boost your energy and can impact your sleep. So exercise earlier in the day is ideal, but in just incorporating exercise in general into your day is going to help you sleep better and more soundly. So first thing we did was we woke up at the same time as we planned to for the rest of the week, and we got our eyes to sunlight as soon as possible. Number two, we worked out early in the day. Number three, we need to stop caffeine intake approximately 6 hours before your bedtime. And when I say stop caffeine intake, I feel like most people automatically think about coffee, but remember, caffeine is in lots of other stuff. It is in loaded teas. It is in, it's in soft drinks. It is in chocolate, not that much. It's in, you know, green teas. So just keep that in mind to avoid. It's in energy drinks. Don't drink an energy drink 6 hours before your bedtime. I don't like energy drinks anyway, so just don't drink them at all. So there's that. Number one, you woke up, you got your eyes to sunlight. Number two, you exercised. Number three, you stopped caffeine 6 hours before your bedtime. Number four, you're going to want to avoid electronics at least 30 minutes before going to bed. This is a kicker for me. I love TV. I love watching a show. Oh my goodness. And I love a good show now. Like one to look forward to like watch each night, watch one episode each. Oh man, I just love it. So anyway, that's something I'm working on myself. Okay. So we woke up, got eyes to sun, woke up at the same time. We exercised, we stopped caffeine 6 hours before we went to sleep. We avoided electronics at least 30 minutes before going to bed. And then number five, so we only have three more. Number five is set an established and consistent bedtime. So same as waking up at the same time, you're going to want to go to sleep around the same time every night, preceded by a wind down routine. So this could look like reading before bed, taking a bath, washing your face, meditating, whatever. Something that is very peaceful and relaxing to you that can be a almost like a switch for your brain for it to start realizing, hey, I am winding down to go to bed. I'm about to go to sleep. I went and saw my best friends from college, my roommates from college this past weekend, and got to see one of my friends. She has a newborn, and they were sharing that they've been at night before bedtime, they try and associate bedtime with water with their newborn, and I was just thought that was genius. So like whether it's giving her a bath every single night or even just rinsing her off real quick, not a full like bath, and they say that that helps a lot. So same for people. So it could be a bath or whatever, something that can act as a, like I said, switch for your brain to be like, oh, I'm doing this, I'm taking a bath, I know I'm about to go to sleep soon. So it's just priming your brain for sleep. Okay, number six, ensure that your room that you're sleeping in, whether it be bedroom, living room, whatever room you go to sleep in on a regular basis, that it is dark as possible and cool. Now, my house right now is so hot. The summers are just brutal. We have windy units instead of central air, and it just cannot hang with this 90, 100 degree heat in Mississippi. So do the best you can. That's what we're doing. We try and keep the doors closed to our bedroom all throughout the day and in the evening to keep the hot air from getting in there. So like I said, do the best you can. Okay. And then lastly, reserve your bed for sleeping and sexual activities only. No work, homework, emails, nothing like that. Try and make sure that anything that causes your brain to be on, you know, to be active is not happening in your bed. Work needs to be reserved for an office, for a kitchen table, for somewhere else except the bed. Don't be doing any of that in the bed. Sleeping and sexual activities only. All right, let's review. Number one, wake up at the same time every day and get your eyes to sunlight as soon as possible. Number two, incorporate physical activity during your day, preferably earlier. Number three, stop caffeine intake 6 hours before your bedtime. Number four, avoid electronics at least 30 minutes before bed. Number five, set an established and consistent bedtime preceded by a wind down routine. Number six, ensure your room that you're sleeping in is dark and cool. And then number seven, reserve your bed for sleeping and sexual activities only. So quality sleep improves your cognition, your performance, it reduces your risk for disease, and overall, it will help you to live and feel better. It is so crucial for your health, getting good sleep and the enough of it. And, you know, if you have a fitness tracker, health tracker, like I do, I have a Garmin watch that monitors my sleep. There have been times where I've been so confused. So on my Garmin, it has a body battery where it shows basically how well I am recovering from the things I'm doing during the day, how well I'm charging, recharging at night and throughout the day, how depleted my energy levels get. And it is pretty spot on. But what's been confusing to me in the past was I would sleep 9-10 hours on the weekend and my body battery wouldn't charge all the way up. Like, it would still be at 50. Like, I was not getting, and now I realize the quality of my sleep was not such that it was allowing me to recharge. So that's why I didn't really want to get into quantity, because if you're getting good quality sleep, you might not need as much as, anyway, you'll just do better if you just focus on getting better quality sleep. So there's that. I encourage y'all to try, at least, even if you just do one of these things, it's going to improve your sleep. You know, if it's just setting your established wake-up time every single week, awesome. You will probably see a difference. If it is setting your established bedtime, that will make a huge difference for you. So even just one out of those seven things. Also, I would like to say that there is so much more than just this. Sleep and sleep quality is a huge area of study and research. There's so much more than what I mentioned today that you could look into yourself if you wanted to say you're already doing all of those seven things already and you're like, I want to amp it up even more. Let me tell you, there's stuff you could be doing to amp it up more than just by doing those seven things. So, okay, that's it. I will talk to y'all next week. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. You can meet us and work out with us in person at the Studio Bar and Wellness located in Starkville and Lewisville, Mississippi, or move with us online at www.thestudiobarandwellness.com on Studio Stream. Our goal is that you move well to live well.